I'm sitting here in my bed right now. It's been kind of an interesting night. And it's funny because I had texted you just to ask you to be praying for something. And you were like, well, man, let's do a quick broadcast. And it was weird because the Lord had started to put things on my heart. And it's funny because sometimes major calamities, major when these horrible disasters take place, or when our life is threatened or something. It really puts things into perspective, as as per being a Christian and the Christian life, the way we are supposed to walk. We're told in the scripture that we need to walk worthy of the gospel. We are citizens of heaven, and being a Christian, we're gonna suffer calamity. We're gonna suffer hard times and tribulation of different degrees. And it's important that we understand what's important in this life. I think that's really that's so paramount in the Christian walk, is understanding that our hope is not in anything that this world has to offer. And as you said in the introduction, we cover a lot of dark topics, a lot of
Yes.
we live in a world filled with conspiracy. I hate to say that. The news shows us that there is just damage everywhere, and oftentimes humans try to do damage control, right? And really, the only damage control is understanding that there's a problem, and then getting in scripture and understanding what the word of God has to say. I was getting ready for bed. I was going to come watch a little TV in bed, and my brother takes our dog out, and he yells, "Justin, get out here right now!" And I didn't know what he was saying, and so I yelled back. I was like, "What?" The whole brothers yelling across the house deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, "What? What do you want, dude? I'm in bed, And he said, put on a jacket and come out right now. You have to see this. And so I didn't put on a jacket. Of course, me doing my thing, I just run out there. It's freezing cold out. The wind chill is insane. And there's a massive house fire in our neighborhood. And we don't have a big neighborhood. It's actually pretty small,
Right.
and it's very open. And I don't know what it's like in other parts of the country right now, but out here it's extremely dry. The grass is starting to die off, the trees are getting bare, and you've got dead leaves. We're talking about a tinderbox waiting to spark. And all I see is this massive house fire. I mean, huge. And so I pull my phone out to get some footage. Well, a cell phone does not take good footage at night, and autofocus on the flames, it was a disaster. I called my folks, wanted to let my parents know what was going on. And I came back inside and grabbed a camera, and I ran back out there, and I was able to get some footage. I went ahead and shot the best I could get. The back of the neighborhood was completely closed off because fire trucks, police, and of course, in a small town like this, and I really don't want to say the name of the town, but in a small town like this, neighbors come out.
Yeah.
It's like a movie. And so, anyway, I'm standing there, and I'm watching the flames, and I'm watching this house just burn to toast. And I'm praying. Obviously, I begin to pray in my spirit, and I begin to pray for this family. I don't know them. But with the holidays approaching, some people celebrate, some people don't. That's not the issue here. But based on the time of night, I would assume that they would have been home, probably getting ready for bed.
Okay.
This was nighttime. In a town like this, most people work normal 9 to 5s. I mean, they're or earlier, because there's farming communities. I think they have kids. I don't know for sure. I jog around the area sometimes, and what I can say is that I know the truck that parks out of this house, and they always wave. They're friendly. They wave. My heart started to hurt, especially with the holidays coming up and with the cold weather. The last thing you want to do is be homeless in the cold.
Yeah.
And we get harsh winters up here compared to other places. And so my heart started to hurt, not so much for the holiday thing, but some people, for all we know, that they were going to be hosting family at their house for the holidays. Who knows? I mean, it's a bad situation, and my heart began to hurt, and I began to just cry out to God to provide. Provide for these people, provide for safety, provide for the houses surrounding this house, because some of these houses are close to each other, and they have a massive tree on the lot that covers, it goes from both properties. And all I could think about was, if that tree caught, I mean, fires can jump. And
Yeah.
so this is what hit me. I'm sitting there, and I'm praying, and a couple passages just start coming to mind. And this is important, Josh. We're supposed to hide God's word in our heart. It's supposed to be planted in our heart. And that way, when tough times come or situations get wild, we have that ammunition. We have that spiritual food. We have that provision of God's word in our heart. So we know it and we can apply it to what's going on. One of the things that first kind of came to me, and I'm just going to read this. I've got it pulled up right here. And I'm in James chapter 4. And what's interesting here is that we see this passage and it hits home because this is what the Spirit of God said through James. He says, "Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring, what your life will be, for you are like vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes."
Yes.
Now, none of us, whenever everybody who listens to the Fourth Watch, when I do my programs, I always give a gospel presentation in every episode. That's the most important part of the show. It's just people need to know the gospel. And you know what? The gospel never gets old. But what I want to say here is that our life, what we understand as life, our life, this flesh, this moment that we have to breathe on this earth, we are like a vapor. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, and this tells us that nobody is promised tomorrow, and so it's a reality check every day. This is something that we need to think about every day, that God doesn't ever promise us we're going to have tomorrow. So what we need to know is that today we need to live for Christ. Today we need to invest our soul into the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be reconciled unto Him, and He's the only way. There's no other way out there. That no religion, no faith, no belief system, no good works will ever amount to anything. It is faith in Jesus Christ. That's what reconciles man to God. That's what purifies our wretched hearts. That is what cleanses us and keeps us from the wrath that is going to come upon the sinful world. And for James to be speaking what the Spirit gave him, your life is like a vapor. And think about a vapor, it appears and then it dissipates.
Right.
A lot of people are using those e-cigarettes, the vapors, and that's a great that's actually a great illustration, because you take a hit of it and you blow it in the air, and literally within a few seconds it's gone.
Yeah.
Gone, nothing left. No residue, no smell, it's gone. And just like that's how our life is. That's how we are on this plane, on this earth. So I was reminded of that because these people yesterday didn't know that their house was going to go up in flames 24 hours later. We don't know a day in advance. We don't know 5 minutes in advance when we're going to get into a car accident, or when we're going to have a heart attack, or when the Lord is going to call us home. Now, with that being said, that's a very important thing we need to think about. But the other thing, with Christmas around the corner, this is really important because,
Right.
I love Christmas. I am not embarrassed or ashamed to say that
Oh, same here. Yeah.
I celebrate the birth of Christ on Christmas. And I'm not going to get into the whole historical debate right now, but I'll say that most of the arguments people make right now and have been, they are based on a flawed historical, it's not a true historical account.
It's
Most of it
straw
goes
man arguments. Yeah.
and most of it goes back to the Two Babylons, Hyslop's book, which I was just talking with Derek the other day in the studio, and he said it's funny because so much information has come out. We've uncovered so much history disproving all of that stuff. And it actually appears that the pagans ripped off the Christians. I'm not even going to go there. I don't want to get into it. The bottom line is, I love the holidays, but here's the deal. Even if our hearts are in the right place, even if we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, it is so easy, even for Christians, to fall into the materialism of the season.
Oh,
And
yeah.
to, we become ch you know, we start chasing after selfish ambitions. We use credit cards and we waste money. We spend money we don't have. And we just want to puff ourselves up with items because it's like, well, it's Christmas, I can splurge. And at the end of the day, I was reminded of this whole scenario, that everything that we could buy or acquire in this life, everything with, and this is super important with Christmas around the corner, because I encourage Christians to really let this soak in and think about this. Anything and everything that we can acquire in this life will not pass through the fires. They will not pass through the fires. And
Amen.
I had this conversation the other day because our works must be good. Okay, we have to have good works, because without good works and without real fruit, without righteous fruit, That's all that's going to pass through the fire, the judgment fire. That is it. I mean, nothing else is going to make it through. And it's a purification, and only what's good and only what's fruitful is going to make it through that. And when you think about a fire, this fire that just happened in my neighborhood, that family is going to lose it all. Tom Horn and his family, they've had a house fire. L.A. Marzulli, and so many others, they've been through the fire and they've lost everything. And you got to start over. And so I want to go to Matthew here.
Yeah.
This, you know, as long as we're getting in the word, this is right on point. It's not wrong to have possessions. It's not wrong to have nice things. Matter of fact, Solomon had a lot of nice things. I mean, goodness, I remember reading and studying Solomon, and he even had apes, like gorillas. They're not native to Israel. Okay. He had them brought in. They possibly were a gift from, the Ethiopian queen, but regardless of that, Solomon had a lot of nice stuff, a lot of nice stuff, jewelry, jewels, the mansions, the wives, he had it all. And if they would have had cars back then, he probably would have been decked out. But the point is, it's not wrong to have nice stuff. And my dad always taught us that don't waste your money on stupid, cheap trinkets. He said, it's better to save your money and buy quality things so that they'll last you and you won't waste them. Now, with that being said, items, possessions, nothing wrong with that at all. We like things, we're human beings, we should never idolize them. But here's the key right here. I just want to take everybody over here, and this is Matthew chapter 6. And this is dealing with what God has to say about possessions. Because everything that family had, it's gone. It is gone with the wind. They're going to have to start over. And they had possessions that probably meant something very special to them. We all do. Some people have heirlooms. Some people have special gifts. You know, somebody died and left them something. Nothing wrong with having things, but you don't need to be attached to them. And let me just break this down real quick. I'm just going to take you. This is verse 19, Matthew chapter 6. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but rather store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Guys, I can't stress this enough. Like, my heart is heavy right now. I didn't even want to do this little broadcast because I'm tired and I'm heavy and I'm emotional because of what I just saw, what I experienced tonight. And it's funny because Josh pushed me to do this, and I'm thinking, you know what? I've got something to talk about. I've got a word that the Lord put on my heart tonight with everything that just took place. Don't store up treasures for yourself thinking that this is going to mean something. Don't let your heart become attached to the things of this world, because at any given moment, a fire could come. And I'm telling you guys, store up things. Store up the treasures of heaven. And what's interesting is that you can look at a man's possessions, you can look at a man's life, and you can see what their treasure is in their heart.